The voices of protest that so shook Iranian society and startled the world 1 year ago are largely quiet now, silenced by intimidation, imprisonment, and even death. And as former Assistant Secretary of State for Near East Affairs Richard Murphy says, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, whose election sparked the protests, remains firmly entrenched in power and defiant as ever.
That may have surprised critics who thought that he was seen as a buffoon and a crazy who could be discounted, but they consolidated ranks so quickly as the Supreme Leader and the Revolutionary Guard to enforce his election last year, and I see no cracks in that support as having developed. If they are, they're off my radar.
The protests erupted because many reformists believed that their favorite, Mir Hussein Mousavi, had been robbed of victory by vote fraud. The government, seeing the demonstrations as a threat to its rule, cracked down on the protests with force. The protests eventually withered in the face of the crackdown, and now much of the opposition has been driven underground or into exile. But Congressional Research Service Iran Affairs analyst Ken Katzman says the opposition is not dead and is even quietly reorganizing.
There's been a realization among some factions that the lack of leadership and organization is what harmed them, and then they lost momentum partly because of that. Some of the factions have formed leadership councils, not an overarching opposition leadership council, but some of the subgroups in the Green Umbrella have formed ruling councils. And they're coordinating with each other, so I think it is starting to gel in terms of organization.
While the opposition has been reorganizing, the government has been retrenching. Analysts say it appears to remain determined to crush dissent. On the international front, it has stubbornly clung to what the U.S. and its allies say are ambitions to become a nuclear-armed power. Former Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Nicholas Burns, who was deeply involved in the Bush administration's Iran policymaking, says the Iranian government has consolidated power at home but lost standing abroad.
But unfortunately, the Iranian government seems to have emerged at least in control, in large control of the country. I would say internationally they're more isolated. The Iranian government was a big loser last summer. The whole world could see what an anti-democratic regime it is, and to the lengths they go to protect their own rule. And Iran became, I think, more isolated because they lost credibility internationally. So I think I see those dual effects of the crisis of last year.
Iranian retrenchment and deeper isolation has further complicated the nuclear issue, which remains the main point of contention between Iran and the West. The calls from some quarters for a military strike in Iran have receded somewhat over the past year, but have not disappeared entirely. The Obama administration came to office calling for a dialogue with Iran, but has made no headway in rapprochement. Nicholas Burns insists that outreach to Iran is not dead.
We don't like the Iranian government very much at all. It's a very negative, brutal government, but we have to communicate with it, in my judgment, from time to time, the international community, in order to maximize the chance that diplomacy and negotiations might have some positive impact. And so I wouldn't give up on diplomacy. I don't think engagement has been bypassed at all. But I do think that a proper policy would combine the various elements, sanctions and negotiations and further pressure on Iran to meet its UN Security Council commitments.
The U.S. is pushing in the UN Security Council for a fourth round of sanctions against Iran. However, many analysts say the sanctions had to be weakened to get Russian and Chinese support and question their effectiveness against a retrenched Iranian government. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.